For the past few years now, we've been following the progress of a company called Neatbox. They were designed, put together by Gavin Neat. It's all about providing solutions for people with disabilities, making life more inclusive. To tell us a little bit about the history and where we are today, we have with us Gavin, who is in Edinburgh. Gavin, thank you very much for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you again, Alan.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with Neatbox, take us back to the beginning, the idea, where did it all come from?
Well, basically, Alan, I was a guide dog mobility instructor for 18 years working for Guide Dogs for the Blind. And the job of the guide dog mobility instructor is to do the last bit of training with the guide dog and then match the dog with the person who has a visual impairment and then train them both together. Could be in a hotel, could be in the person's house. But at the end of that, you're then definitely working in the person's home area. And the more I was doing that, the more I was seeing the lives that people had outside of that nice, cozy, comfortable classroom environment. And I was seeing what they had to deal with on every single occasion they went and left the front door after they had left working with me. And in seeing what they were having to deal with, it became so much more apparent to me that the way we had designed our cities, the way that we designed our solutions and our adaptations just didn't seem fit for purpose. So it got my inventing entrepreneurial brain thinking, and ultimately I came up with a couple of solutions that I thought could be really useful. But I think the underlining point here is that I based it on understanding the problem, not just really throwing a solution at a problem and hoping it stuck. So having an understanding and having spoken to all of my clients and talked to them about their problems, I really felt that I had a little bit of a head start in coming up with a proper solution.
Now, you use a lot of modern technology, but we're not talking about things that are hugely complex, because information technology, smart devices, Bluetooth, so on, really opens up the world for, in particular, blind and partially sighted people to do so much. And you've used that technology for the basis of a lot of the applications you've put together. The first one of those, which we looked at and we had a go with, was looking at accessible traffic crossings. Now, again, not just an issue for someone who's a visual impairment, but a one solution fits all almost.
When I first started, people were turning up to train with their new guide dog and they pretty much pulled out an Apple iPhone or an iPad or even like an Android phone and they started playing around with that. And it just seemed, oh my goodness me, there's a way. If I can find a solution that involves the devices that people were using and increasingly were using, then I could actually find solutions. And we looked at the pedestrian crossing as a very simple idea at the very start, which was, how do you press a button from a distance? Because finding the button and pressing it is a real nightmare if you can't find it, but also for people in a wheelchair being unable to reach it. So really all we did was we added in a button push and we kept it, as you say, incredibly simple. We didn't want to overcomplicate anything. We just wanted to press a button. And so much more stemmed from that.
Okay, Gavin, so Troy the guide dog is ready. The crossing is nearby, so what we'll do is we'll start Neatbox and we'll see if we can find a crossing. So I have the iPhone here with voiceover on. We have the Neatbox app on, and I'll just scroll down the screen.
Vibration. Start button. Start scanning for crossings.
Okay, so I'll tap the start button to start scanning.
Start. No crossings detected. Scanning for nearby crossings. Crossing detected.
Okay, so I'm going to walk towards a crossing. We'll get Troy to find the tactile. And without finding the post to press the button, we'll see how the software performs. Troy, forward. Straight on. Find a crossing. Good boy. Find a crossing.
Signal crossing. Dimmed. Crossing received signal. Wait for green man.
Okay, Troy, the guide dog, has found the crossing for me. We're standing on the tactile and Neatbox has recognised the traffic crossing. It's pressed the button for me and it's told me to wait for the green man. So we'll see how long that takes and then we'll see if... And that's the green man sounding. Let's go. Straight on. Sit. So there we go. We've crossed over the road safely. Gavin, can you just confirm with us, as you're the person with the eyes here, that when it started beeping, the green man was on?
It was indeed, and I can confirm you crossed over safely.
That was such a, I suppose, a simple idea using off-the-shelf technology, but a massive difference that it can make to people's lives.
Again, Alan, it really goes back to understanding the problem. And you find big companies will throw hundreds of thousands of pounds at a problem without truly understanding it. And at the end of the day, they tick their box having carried out a project, but they haven't necessarily solved the problem. But if you start from thinking, well, I've really got a problem to solve here, what can I use? Well, it could be something really simple. And ultimately, that's what we found. We found it was a very simple technology, just added onto something that people were using more and more. And interestingly, the more I talked about it to the bigger companies, the more they were saying things like, yeah, but how does a blind person use a mobile phone? And if you don't know that, then how could you possibly find a solution?
You took that further. You looked at tourism and you created an app which people could use, say, walking down Edinburgh's Royal Mile as you trialled, getting information about some of the sites that are there, some of the places of interest. It all, again, comes through the phone, again, all readily available. It almost sounds as if there's a never-ending list of issues that Neatbox can overcome.
I have no doubt. I think we are currently at one of the most exciting times for entrepreneurship and invention that we have been at since the Industrial Revolution. The start of people using apps on mobile phones has meant that you really don't need as many specialist devices. If you go back 10, 15, 20 years, the person walking along the street could potentially be carrying 5 to 10 different pieces of kit that might help them. Whereas, of course, you can put that all into the mobile phone and it keeps it all simple. If you write an app to be simple, it's a simple app and you can make it so that the person can communicate with it very simply. And as you say, there are so many solutions and it's understanding the problem that means that you can come up with a solution. Well, what we wanted to do, I guess, is we wanted to maintain this feeling within the company that we were trying to make solutions that included people. We didn't want to say, here's something for you because you are disabled. Because what that does is it actually segregates people. It says, this is your solution. Nobody else can use this and it's for you. I was never interested in that. When I was part of Guide Dogs, as Guide Dogs pushed for me to do, was to be aware that what people wanted was to become part of mainstream society, or for mainstream society to actually realize they already were, but they just didn't have the adaptations to make sure that it was possible. And we did that with hard design by putting in ramps. Wheelchair users can go into a building now if it's been designed correctly and turn lights on. So their disability or their impairment doesn't affect them in the same way. So we were really keen. As our basic point for the company was that we found solutions that everybody could use, that they would be inclusive. And that's what we did with the tourist guide. We wanted to make it inclusive so everybody can use our tourist guides. So we moved on to looking at one of the massive problems that we had seen. And it was something that I was very aware of through my entire time of working for Guide Dogs. But since leaving, I became more acutely aware because it just never seemed to be improving. And it was that every couple of months or even every month, you would get a newspaper article and it would increasingly be on social media where somebody had been refused entry or had received poor service at an outlet or a supermarket or a shopping center. And these amazing headlines would pop up like, guide dog owner refused entry because of dog. And then you look on social media and you have hundreds of people going, I'm never using that particular brand again. I'm never going to that venue again. And the more I looked at that, the more I realized that there was reasons behind this. This wasn't because that supermarket had a policy which said no guide dog owner is allowed in, because ultimately the following day, once the dust had settled, it was quite obvious that the, let's say, supermarket was just apologizing and saying, we won't allow this mistake to happen again. But invariably it did. 6 months later, it was going to happen again. And what we realized, and it was very acute, was that the people, the first responders, the people that you meet when you first walk through the door, the people at the customer services desk, they don't have all of the information they could possibly need when you're there. Now, if we just move away from purely visual impairment for a second, if we're talking autism, dyslexia, if we're talking Parkinson's, if you're talking somebody in a wheelchair, a mobility scooter, yeah, any person who has a disability, that customer service person representative, or indeed the security guard on the front door, has to be aware of how to work with those people. That is a really difficult thing to do. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to put that information into the customer services team's hand as the person walks through the door. And we came up with the Neatbox customer services app, which can do that, utilizing similar technology to what we had used before, and certainly using the person's mobile phone. The person downloads the app, they put in some basic details, they set the app running, it could be in the background, they walk through the door of a business that's using this app, and the customer service team instantly get a message to say this person has arrived and these are their requirements.
So I could turn up with my guide dog, walk into the supermarket, and the customer service would get a message saying, you know, Alan's arrived, he's a guide dog owner, this is the assistance that he requires, and he is allowed to bring the dog in because it's an assistance dog.
You did a better sales job than I did. I think you've hit the nail right on the head there. The information that we give initially is, this is Alan's requirements for that day. And it could be anything from, here's my shopping list, to something that you wanted to remind them that you had a problem with before, which might be that there was an over-friendly member of staff who came over and went, oh, I love your dog, what a fantastic dog, which might be fine on some occasions, but not when you're just wanting to zip into the shop and back out again. So what we wanted to do was have the ability to put in that one little bit of information that was important to you on that visit. We have information button that the person can press, which gives them an aid memoir as to how to deal with anybody who has a visual impairment in this example. So it might have right at the very top, always introduce yourself first. It would then have underneath something like, do not take the person's arm, but wait for the person to take your arm. So really simple stuff that means even if they haven't been given sighted guide training, they still know maybe five top tips as to how to approach you. The idea then is, until they get this full training that we would really want them to have, and there's increasingly organizations out there like Guide Dogs for the Blind who will provide that kind of service. Once they get that kind of service, it's better. But we need that little aid memoir to say, at the very least, don't throw this person out of your store because they've got a dog. Dogs are allowed.
So that's the latest addition to the Neatbox family. Now, this all takes a lot of funding. It takes a lot of work to get this kind of thing up and running. And I know that once again, you're making applications and looking for people to support an application for funding from Richard Branson.
Yeah, Richard and I are really close friends.
Well, of his own bank account.
I got a photograph taken when I was standing close to him one day, which is the next best thing. It's worth saying that just before Christmas, I went through a round of fundraising, which was a friends and family round of fundraising. This was matched by the Scottish Investment Bank. This gave me enough money to actually employ three new members of staff. And although we are still pre-revenue, we now have a fantastic expertise within the company to bring more money in. That said, there are some fantastic grants, funding, and competitions that you can enter, one of which is Richard Branson, the other is the Edge Fund, which is an RBS fund that's here in Scotland, which we're also entering into. But the Richard Branson one is done in collaboration with Voom. It's a crowdfunding source. And the idea here is there's two sort of sections. One is to get as many votes as we possibly can. The people with the most votes get a chance to stand in front of Richard Branson and pitch, and the other is to get as much in pledges as we possibly can. And with the pledges, people can put in anything from £5 to hundreds of pounds, whatever they wanted to do, but we also give them incentives to do so. We've got prizes on there as well. So the idea is that we get as many votes. I mean, I really can't stress this enough. We're trying to do this for your listeners. We're trying to do this for listeners of any organization out there, and we're doing it, and it's free. We do not want to charge anybody money to download this app. The idea is it's a free download. There's only one way we're really going to get a chance to have the funding to do that, and it's just to get somebody to go onto this website, vote for us very simply, and then get off the website. Absolutely fine, no problem at all. There are 300 companies. We're somewhere between 1 and 50. I think we're in the 40s somewhere. But what we really do need is people to just go on, vote for us, and get us up into the top 10. Get in the top 10, and then we can get in front of Richard. And then, seriously, when I stand in front of Richard Branson and say, look, this is the problem. There are people in this country who are being refused entry to shops. They are getting poor customer service, and their lives are affected by this. When I get a chance to say that to him, I can't help but feel that he will listen. But we need to get in front of him.
How do people do that, Gavin?
The website that people can pop onto is VMB, that's Victor Mike Bravo, Voom, that's VOOM.com. And it's Voom 2016 competition.
And if anyone would like to find out more about Neatbox?
All they have to do when they go onto that page is search for us. There's a section called Browse Pitches. You put in Neatbox, which is NEATEBOX, and what you will be able to see is a video that we filmed with one of the guide dog owners here in Edinburgh going into a shop, and you'll hear us talking about the app, and there is also text underneath that. Have a good read of that if you want. If you want to go on and just press the vote button, I'm happy, but I would prefer people to really know about what we're doing, because ultimately it's only through social media that we can get the votes. It's only through listenership to this radio station and others like it that we will be able to do these things. So vmbvoom.com, Voom 2016 competition, browse pitches, put in Neatbox, press vote.
Gavin, good luck with the votes, and do come back to us when you're in the top 10, of course, and when you pick up the check. In the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure, Alan. Thank you for your time.